This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Global antimicrobial resistance investment falls short of UN commitments. Global investment in combating antimicrobial resistance, AMR, remains insufficient despite high-level political commitments, according to the World Organization for Animal Health, WH. The organization highlights a critical gap between international pledges to address AMR and actual funding allocation across the One Health approach. 700,000 annual deaths globally attributed to antimicrobial resistance, AMR deaths, could rise dramatically without action. Projected annual deaths from antimicrobial resistance, 2019, 25.5K, current annual deaths, 10 projected deaths by 2050, 100T. Economic impact without action. Source, Review on AMR, WOPO, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Political commitments lack financial backing. The World Organization for Animal Health emphasizes that while the 2024 UN Political Declaration on AMR established ambitious targets, translating these commitments into concrete investment remains a challenge. The organization notes that sustainable financing mechanisms are essential for implementing national action plans across human, animal, and environmental health sectors. Current funding gaps particularly affect low- and middle-income countries, where AMR surveillance systems and laboratory capacity remain underdeveloped. The World Health Organization has previously highlighted these infrastructure deficits as critical barriers to effective AMR response. One Health approach requires coordinated investment. WHO stresses that effective AMR response demands coordinated investment across human, animal, and environmental health domains. The organization advocates for integrated funding mechanisms that support surveillance, research, and capacity building simultaneously across all sectors. Animal health systems play a crucial role in AMR prevention, requiring investment in veterinary services, diagnostic capacity, and antimicrobial stewardship programs. Research published in recent surveillance studies demonstrates the interconnected nature of resistance patterns across species. For more analysis on global health challenges, visit our Global Health section covering international health security issues. Investment strategies show promise. Several countries have developed innovative financing mechanisms for AMR response, including market incentives for antimicrobial research and development. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has documented successful models of public-private partnerships in antimicrobial stewardship. WHO highlights the importance of regional cooperation in pooling resources for AMR surveillance and response. Cross-border collaboration enables smaller countries to access advanced diagnostic technologies and expertise while sharing surveillance data. Our health policy coverage examines similar regional health initiatives. Without urgent action and adequate investment, antimicrobial resistance could cause 10 million deaths annually by 2050, with a cumulative economic impact of $100 trillion globally. Review on Antimicrobial Resistance, commissioned by UK government, O'Neill Report, 2016. Key takeaways: global AMR investment remains insufficient despite UN political declaration commitments in 2024. One Health approach requires coordinated funding across human, animal, and environmental health sectors. Regional cooperation and innovative financing mechanisms show promise for sustainable AMR response. Frequently asked questions: what is the One Health approach to AMR? The One Health approach recognizes that human, animal, and environmental health are interconnected in AMR development and spread. It requires coordinated surveillance, research, and intervention strategies across all three domains to effectively combat resistance. Why do low-income countries face greater AMR challenges? Limited laboratory capacity, inadequate surveillance systems, and insufficient regulatory frameworks create conditions where resistant pathogens can emerge and spread more easily. These countries also have less access to newer antimicrobials and diagnostic tools. How can countries improve AMR investment strategies? Successful strategies include developing national action plans with dedicated funding, creating public-private partnerships for research and development, and establishing regional cooperation networks to share resources and expertise. The challenge of turning AMR commitments into concrete investment will likely define the success of global efforts to combat resistance over the next decade. As Wall emphasizes, sustained political will must be matched by innovative financing mechanisms that recognize AMR as a cross-sectoral threat requiring coordinated response. The international community's ability to bridge this investment gap will ultimately determine whether the ambitious targets set in recent UN declarations can be achieved. Source: Turning AMR Commitments into Investment.